This is the shit that ESPN doesn't say with Gerard Bourne. Okay, in today's quick alert episode, we're going to talk about the Antonio Brown trade, talk about him going to Buffalo, and our quick thoughts on it. So let's dive right in. The picks that the Buffalo Bills have in this year's draft is in the first round, they have the 9th overall pick. In the second round, they have the 8th. The third round, they have the 11th. In the fourth, they have the 10th and the 29th. In the fifth, they have the 9th and the 20th. In the sixth, they have the 8th. In the seventh, they have the 11th and 14th. With a grand total of 10 draft picks. Now, I think they traded two of this year's draft picks and maybe one of next year's, or they just went all in and traded three draft picks from this year. So my prediction for in return for Antonio Brown, if the trade is true, I think it was this year's first round, this year's fourth round, and maybe next year's second. If I was Buffalo, that's the max I'd give them. You know, 3-for-1. I know it's Antonio Brown, but you're still giving them a very high first-round draft pick. You know, it was a good trade for Buffalo as they have someone to help develop Josh Allen. They give him a legitimate number one receiver to throw to, and Antonio Brown doesn't have to worry about competition over there. It's just him and Zay Jones, a rookie. So he's going to help develop Zay Jones, and he's going to help develop Josh Allen. He's going to give Josh Allen another target to hit. You know, I like the trade from Buffalo's standpoint. You know, we don't know what Buffalo has given up yet, but we'll see as in the later hours come out tomorrow and maybe to later tonight. But it was a good trade for Buffalo. Now, like I said, it all depends on what Pittsburgh gets in return. I'm going to read off Antonio Brown's credentials as he was in Pittsburgh. He's currently 30 years old. He's a 7-time Pro Bowler, a 4-time first-team All-Pro, 2-time reception leaders in 2014 and 2017, and the Madden 19 cover athlete. So, overall thoughts. This trade to me is hilarious. I feel like the Rooneys in the front office of the Steelers said, how can we anger Antonio Brown the most? Let's not trade him to Oakland. You know, it's California, so there's stuff to do. Let's not trade him to New Orleans. You know, he can win a Super Bowl there. And then the Jets backed out. Let's not trade him to any contenders because we don't want him to see success. Where's the worst possible place we can trade him without being affected by the trade? Sure enough, you get Buffalo. Now, I don't know if they did that. I'm not saying they did. Don't quote me on it. Go in the comment and say that's totally wrong. But I think that's what they did. You know, just the way Antonio Brown handled that situation, you knew the Steelers were going to win at the end because Antonio Brown had no say in where he was going or how he was getting there. So I think it's a great trade for both sides. You don't have to worry about AB anymore. He's in the Siberia of the United States. No one's going to hear about him. Only thing good to come out of Buffalo is Buffalo wings. So, you know, ironic trade for Pittsburgh. Now, on Instagram, the NFL posted a breaking news alert, and Antonio Brown commented under fake news. So, I don't know if this trade is official yet, which I think it is, but I would not be surprised if it isn't. You know, I'm going to say some pros and cons with the Bills and why it would be a good trade for them and why it would be a bad trade for them. Some pros, they get someone to develop Allen. They get someone to help, you know, move along. Zay Jones, he's a rookie wide receiver going into his second year next year. They get a guy to sell jerseys, really. Probably just to sell tickets because Buffalo, they have a great fan base, but, you know, you're not going to sell tickets to a 6-10 football team. It's to keep Allen a little more safe as it's going to give him a throwing target instead of him having to run out the pocket the whole time. So, you know, good trade for them. It finally gives them a number one receiver. They've been looking for a number one receiver forever now. I think since Josh Reed left, honestly, they haven't had a Pro Bowl wide receiver. So that's that. Now the cons. The cons on why I believe this would not help Buffalo and why, you know, I think this trade might be fake. One, you have a young team. Why would you bring in a guy who is arrogant, who gets on Twitter whenever he's unhappy? Why would you bring that into a young team who doesn't have an identity yet and needs to develop? I don't get that, but if y'all know, please comment. Let me know. Two, why would you give up draft picks? If it is draft picks, why would you give up draft picks for a guy that you don't know will re-sign? You know, this trade is weird to me, and yes, I can see why they would trade for Antonio Brown to develop Zay Jones, but again, why would you do that? Because you're bringing in a new number one that's going to limit your targets to Zay Jones. Just, you know, if the trade does happen, it's definitely out of everybody's thoughts and, you know, no one saw it coming. But, you know, I don't really know if this trade's real. I'm thinking about it now. I would not be surprised if it's fake news because I for certain thought he was going to go to Carolina or Oakland. But, you know, you never know at the NFL. Always pull a rabbit out the hat. So, you know, is the trade real or not? I don't know. Don't work at ESPN. Don't work for the Steelers. Thank God I don't work for ESPN. So, yeah. Weird trade. that was coming out of left field. You know, I feel like if it is fake, it's because people were fishing for reports maybe, and they heard Buffalo was the most interested and the most liked, and it's right before Friday morning, as my time recording this podcast is 11:11 p.m. So maybe it's that. I mean, I don't know. I'll find out when I wake up in the morning and let y'all know. Anyways, thank you. This is Gerard Bourne with the shit that ESPN doesn't say.